Well, I think it speaks volumes for the team spirit and obviously the camaraderie that's in the group there, because even the players on the bench, the way they reacted, but the whole team, they lifted, they gave a performance of a lifetime. It probably ranks up there with some of Ireland's best performances over the last 30 years. You know, it was tremendous, great to watch, great energy, great tempo, and you just really felt that the goal was always going to come, and they seemed to have really great belief in what they were doing.
And of course, under the leadership of a Donegal man, Seamus Coleman, given the captain's armband last night, taking it off stand-in captain John O'Shea, and as a leader, he showed all those qualities last night.
Oh, tremendous, and what an honour for him, and what a long way he's come from starting out at Killybegs and then going to Sligo Rovers, and an example to any young player who wants to make it at the top in terms of discipline, commitment, and keeping your feet in the ground. And it must have been a proud moment for himself and his family, and for everyone in Killybegs. It was a great night, you know, and he put in a really solid performance, a captain's performance. He got forward two or three times in the game, caused problems, but to be honest with you, Martin O'Neill's team selection was absolutely right on the money. Very, very brave. He made the change to the centre half, got James McLean on the pitch, obviously brought Murphy in for his strength up front, but the whole team, they played on the front foot all night, closed the Italians down, didn't let them dominate possession, and when they had the ball, they used it really, really well, and everything was perfect last night.
It was a big call changing the two centre halves, but they worked very well, and the big occasion did not faze Shane Duffy. What a performance by him too.
Tremendous performance, and you could see the boys that came in. They all played their part, and they all did tremendously well. Joe was really, really steady as well, and I thought James McLean was fantastic, should have had a penalty kick. Look, sometimes management's about making those big decisions and the big calls, and sometimes when you've got players like John O'Shea there, who's, you know, over 30 now and played a lot of games, two games in a row, I think Martin actually absolutely used his squad to the max, and he's going to have a very difficult decision now, because I think that would be a hard team to change, you know.
It's a selection dilemma now for the Republic of Ireland, and it's something that we thought we wouldn't see in this competition.
Well, I think possibly last night we've seen a glimpse of an Ireland team that's got to play for the next two or three years, so maybe Martin's looking at that as well. And I think, you know, Shane Duffy, as you say, was tremendous, come through a really lot of a hard time, but great footballer, and did his job last night. And I'm sure Martin's happy about the selection problem. I'm sure he'd love another problem if we can get John Walters fit. But again, his use of bringing Houlihan off the bench, who created the goal and almost scored himself, was really, really good. And I think every team has shown this year that you need to use your squad. And unlike England, who made the six changes and it didn't quite work, you know, Martin's changes worked, seemed to galvanise the team, and the performance was right up there.
France are a team that's full of world stars. They were tipped at the start of the tournament to take victory. They are, of course, the hosts. In fairness to them, they haven't been playing great at times during this competition. But after that result last night, Sean, Ireland will not be fazed by going to take on the hosts.
No, they won't, and France won't be too enamoured having to play Republic of Ireland, because the confidence is right up. You know, there was a good performance in Sweden. We had a dip against Belgium, let them have far too much of the ball, and they hurt us. France are technically just as good as Belgium, so I think if we can approach the game in the same manner as we did last night, I think all the pressure is going to be on them. They're at home, they're in Paris, you know, everything, all the expectations are there, and maybe we own them one from the famous Henri handball a few years ago.